The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1973, IBM rolled out a device which would set the shape of the hard disk drive to this very day. Compatible with IBM's System 370 mainframes, the Model 3340 hard drive was about the size of your washer and dryer put together, a massive machine made to hold a whopping 35 megabytes of storage space. Probably not even enough to hold a week's worth of this podcast. If you wanted to pay double for the privilege, IBM also made a model capable of storing 70 megs. During development, this drive was codenamed the Winchester drive, and it was the first to enclose the read and write heads in the same case as the drive platters themselves. Most mechanical hard drives followed the same design, except these days they're smaller on the outside and bigger on the inside. In 1986, the recently launched Mir space station received its first crew. The two cosmonauts aboard Soyuz T-15 blasted off on a mission unique in space history. They were the first space travelers to occupy two space stations during the same flight. They stayed aboard Mir until May to set up shop, and then left Mir to dock with the soon-to-be-decommissioned Soyuz 7, where they spent a month stripping it of equipment, which they took back to install aboard Mir in June. The Soyuz T-15 crew spent 125 days in orbit. Born on this day in 1940, British performer Christopher Gable, though most of his career focused on dance, he played a major role as one of the villains of Peter Davison's final adventure as Doctor Who.
No, Doctor. You must stay here now.
Stay? For how long?
I shall make you comfortable. And after a few years, you'll be quite content living here with me. Quite content.
Actor William H. Macy was born today in 1950. Annabeth Gish, who had a major role in the final seasons of The X-Files, was born in 1971. Star Trek guest star Malachi Throne died on this day in 2013. In 1971, the Master's latest scheme put Earth at the mercy of a vampire from space.
Our worlds are uncountable light years away on the far rim of the galaxy. Our planetary system has been crippled by extreme solar flare activity. Axos is all that remains of our culture. As you can see, our science, unlike yours, has taken an organic path. This ship was not built for our journey. It was grown.
What?
Grown from a single cell. And now its nutrient is all but exhausted. We would like to stay.
Well,
until our nutrition and energy cycles have been fully replenished.
Part 1 of The Claws of Axos premiered today during Doctor Who's 8th season. In 1996, an undercover investigation put Neelix in harm's way on Star Trek Voyager.
Mr. Jonas, we need that transporter now.
I'm working on it, Captain. I'm having trouble resetting the EPS manifold.
Stay on it.
Mr. Jonas, I'm no expert, but it doesn't look to me like you're working on the transporter subsystems. I recognize that subroutine. You're into the weapons system. You're disabling them.
For God's sakes, Neelix, back off!
Neelix,
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The logbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape on that your escape pod was rated and prone to spiral pain.